Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Angela Hour. We're back here today to talk about health and well-being. You know, it sounds like a very simple topic, but it's actually quite complex. So many people that come in to these programs and services here have brought in psychological, emotional, physical, all kinds of issues, and they really spill into almost every level and category of our existence. In other words, if something is bothering the mind, it's bothering the body. If something's bothering the body, it's bothering the mind. And many of the stresses and pressures and anxieties and other greater issues that we experience are affecting not only our mental health, but our physical health as well. So when we talk about well-being, such a general term, we are really talking about creating wellness on all levels or as many levels as we can possibly touch. For example, feeling good about oneself includes being able to manage one's life, one's time, one's money, one's physical space. Early in my training, and one of my greatest mentors came into a room where I was working with disturbed adolescents and said, look, they will calm down, and one of the best ways to do this is completely empty the room. And he brought a team in, and he not only got out all the stuff and things, he got out every piece of furniture and every single object. All that was left were the young people, and then of course he left me there to work with them as they went through this adjustment. What immediately happened when the clutter was gone, even any object in the space, is suddenly each of them began to focus on him. These were young boys, on himself. It was an early training for me in how space management can affect the mind. I would go into more detail here, but this is a short broadcast, and we will get into this more deeply. As I was saying, life management, space management, time management, nutrition management, exercise management, sleep management, managing one's all kinds of levels of oneself is part of well-being. And for those of you looking at recovery from trauma or other issues or addictions, whether they're drug, alcohol, or emotional patterns and addictions, recovery also relies on working on all levels. So come back soon. We'll get into this more deeply. After the break, we'll get into addiction. And after the next break, it'll be more on the psychological aspects of well-being. Bye.